a little more on what I started in the previous call, in case it doesn't, in case it did not go through. Which is any time I think that what am I going to call it anyway? The street performance that I've been doing. Anytime I think it's going to get old or tedious, I just experience another moment of it's beautiful. I mean, it's the only word I can find. Today, I mean, I'll hear whatever sound I have online. I will hear it in three or four, coming out of three or four different speakers. And then there'll be a wave of silence in the middle of the ocean of noise that usually overwhelms Midtown, or often overwhelms Midtown. And in that silence, you'll hear that voice. But today happens to be Paul Harvey, who's not my favorite anymore, but he used to be. I used to plan my day around his noontime news pieces, but I came to regard him as something of a demagogue, but a very subtle one, but definitively so. So I had an anxiety pang on the escalator maybe an hour and a half ago, unlike any I can think of in recent memory. And I've been debating in my mind where all this anxiety comes from and how much of it is due to the booze, which I've questioned that diagnosis from the emergency room doctors. I didn't at the time, but I do now, because I think they just made the assumption. But I've had anxiety problems my whole life. It used to manifest itself in my hair. It probably still does. I just don't notice. But my hair would just stand up like it'd been electrocuted when I would get anxiety. And sometimes the anxiety was on account of things I had to do in school or wherever, but other times it was just any normal real-world circumstance could set it off. I just don't know what I'm doing. I'm drifting. I'm pissing my life away. And I'm doing it more demonstratively than ever. Now I'm standing here at the Grand Central, and it's Friday afternoon, and it's not quite rush hour yet, but it's getting there. And I'm just watching the people go by. And on an earlier call, somebody shouted out something about, hey, that dude's using a payphone. And then on my previous call, I saw another dude look at me quite curiously, like right in my face, too. Because he wasn't inappropriately in my face. It just happened to be where he was. That was an interesting corner to be standing on, too, where I'm standing there on the payphone looking at my handiwork on one of those kiosks. I checked the social media for mentions of this, but I didn't see anything. They just seem to carpet bomb social media with retweets and positivity when I have to question that. I mean, I think we live in a fake, phony, and fraudulent world on a lot of different levels. I mean, forget about fake news. That's just the candy. Talk about fake achievement, unearned privilege. The people just stumble through life collecting, whether they know what they're doing or not. I believe this is an epidemic of incompetence in the world, but that somehow most of us get by. Somehow some of us do, some of us don't, but somehow the trend in life is toward the decent and the right, or the correct. But I was reading, again getting back to my web work, if I can even call it that anymore. I was reading all the junk I was writing about anxiety and trying to kick the booze. And I know what's going on here. I mean, I'm bored. I got nothing to do. There have been a few times where I thought some projects would gain traction and give me some focus, but that never happened. Or at least not for long. I guess the closest thing to that lately was It's been over a year now, and I wasn't entirely 100% on board with that. I forgot. I was writing about the CBS spot before it happened, or before and after the interview, where I was saying that I think they were relying on me a little too much for facts and figures. Which is true. I don't really claim to be a historian at the micro level. But even if I know more about the subject than almost anybody, but I haven't written the book yet, so to speak. But even at that, I'm more of a zeitgeist guy, and I'm more of a payphone guy, not a phone booth guy. I'm not a fan of the phone booth as an object, as a cultural object, or as a piece of street furniture. Well, and I had a little trouble with the interview on account of that, but I don't really need to go over that again. I was just thinking of it again because I was rereading all the crap I wrote before and after. So I'm seeing all walk of life pass me by right now. And I actually think somebody just took a picture of me from behind. If I stand here long enough, I'm sure to wash up on social media, just like all the other backwash. It's ironic, isn't it? Somebody using a payphone. So, I'm going to walk around some, find a bathroom, and move on.